Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Turning to 1 Samuel 29, we can see the chess pieces making their final moves to checkmate the king. Quote, "The Philistines gathered together all their armies at Aphek, and the Israelites encamped in Jezreel." Verse 1. A troop review is to be held by the Philistines before moving north for battle. The Israelites have already been deployed to the Jezreel Valley. If Saul had only yielded to the Lord, it's highly likely that David, once, quote, "set over the men of war by Saul," chapter 18, verse 5, would have led the charge with Jonathan, his companion in arms. What a thrashing they would have delivered the Philistines. Where's David? Quote, "As the lords of the Philistines passed in review, David and his men passed in review at the rear with Achish," chapter 29, verse 2. But as they do, the haunting echoes of an old song waft again over the countryside. Quote, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s," verse 5. Quote, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" verse 3, the Philistine princes asked with disdain. Achish's endorsement of his friends falls on deaf ears. Finally, Achish is forced to send David's troops packing. David protests, "What have I done?" verse 8. But the princes are not as concerned about what he has done as what he might do in the battle. Switch sides. See verse 4. And so it is today. If you try to fit in with the world system here, no matter how brave, dependable, or effective, expect the world to turn on you. Our captain warned, quote, "Because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you," John 15, verse 19. It's not what you do, but who you are that puts you on the reject list. That's a good thing, since there's no more dubious honor than to be praised by a scoundrel. Remember, we're accepted by the only one whose endorsement really counts.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.